News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Anthony Cumia, coming to us from an unknown location, my friend, of CompoundMedia.com. We never get into this topic, you know, with you, but I wanted to get your view just briefly. What do you make of just the whole medical cartel, the whole medical tyranny? You know, there's all these other awakenings happening. And then separately, what are they going to do with the fake news awards that just happened that have just devastated them yet again? That the New York Times said Trump will never get us above 3% growth rate. That's now blown up in their face. I mean, everything they do turns to crap. So they turn the BS up to 11. That doesn't work. They turn it up to 22, then to 33. Now they're up to 10,000. It's not working. I'm just wondering where this is going next time. What's happening? Because I know you didn't used to call yourself probably a conservative. Neither did I. I'm a libertarian. I mean, there's right-wingers that have got problems. But the left, as he was saying earlier, Mike Adams, is like completely psychotic now and like a mix of Stalin meets Hitler meets PCP. How crazy will this get in your gut-level assumption?
Just when you think maybe they're as crazy as they're going to get, they just plow forward and go even more nuts. I am I'm relishing it. I am basking in watching them lose their minds. First of all, they've tried so hard to play Trump's game. You won't find anyone better at this than Donald Trump. And they're trying to use social media. They're trying to be funny at times. They're trying to be provocative. No one does that like Donald Trump can do it. And he is just wiping the floor with the media these days. And if he wasn't doing what he said he was going to do for this country, it would be so easy for them to turn around and go, well, your jokes and your provocative language and everything, but what are you doing for the country? And then you look around and see these unbelievable unemployment levels that haven't been seen in years, the job levels,
record low black unemployment, record unemployment for everybody, 26,000 stock market. And here's the deal. The Democrats and the globalists are running against prosperity, running against freedom, running against everything decent, and just flipping out. I mean, who knew they were really this psychotic and this bad? But I guess globalists had to hire American haters to run the screw job. And so they really hate this country and have a hard-on for it, even though it's where their kids go to school. And so they don't know what to do. They've gone psychotic.
This is absolutely the era where the cover is ripped off of everything. And it is because of Donald Trump being elected. We've seen Hollywood self-destruct, that glittering coating of glamour on Hollywood has been torn off, and we've seen the disgusting underbelly that resides there.
That's right. Tickets
there.
Down another 4%. That's over 50% the last decade. It's all exactly as America re-rises, as it all begins to come back, all the enemies, the fake NFL, Hollywood, mainstream media, they're all imploding. Why do we see that paradox taking place? Because they could go along with the big win and be smart and try to sabotage it later. No, they want to beat it all now. So right during its resurgence, they want to try to kill it in the crib, not getting, they're destroying themselves. They don't know when to quit.
They absolutely don't. And on a daily basis, we see this on a day, sometimes an hourly basis, they trip over their own feet again. They eat each other. They realize that calling people racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes doesn't work anymore. So they're turning around to their own people now and exposing
because
them.
Because it only works on them. Yeah. Their voodoo BS only works on them. Exactly. Yep. So then they're self-destructing their own because they want power. They got to dominate and run somebody in the ground and bully somebody so it doesn't work on us. So they turn on themselves.
We become empowered when we get called these things. And we don't turn around and say, hey, don't say that. We start up our own networks. We go out and explore.
You had one of the number one shows on terrestrial. They banned it. And one, at times, number one on XM's. They got jealous of you and got rid of you. We all know what really happened. And so you launch your own network. They force us to innovate with their own BS. We don't go crying. In fact, sometimes when I'm really tired, don't have energy, they try to shut me down or screw me over. Then I suddenly have this incredible energy. I'm like, whoa. So it's like the attacks are fueling us because we're not like them.
Yeah, thank God.
Amen.
You know, I can't imagine if you focus the energy of making signs and making vagina hats and traveling around to protest and cry. Instead, maybe build something, do something creative, something that will expose the truth. But it's a whole nother animal, and they are absolutely mentally ill.
All right, Anthony Cumia, coming up. You got 20 seconds. Tell us what's coming up, my friend.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk about, of course, Hollywood, the S-hole controversy, and the medical report on Trump that just made the left and the media lose their minds. Welcome, people. Welcome. Anthony Cumia in, of course, Infowars.com. A little raspy today. I think the longer you do shows at InfoWars, the more you just start sounding like Alex Jones. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I woke up this morning, I got a cold and a sore throat, and I can't speak. But I will plow through, ladies and gentlemen. I have to get into this Donald Trump physical thing. Now, we have watched presidents over the entire course of presidency. I guess the presidents have had doctors. I'm sure George Washington said, my teeth hurt. Someone said, well, yank them out and stick some wood chips in there. And, you know, from then on, I guess the presidents have had doctors. And we've heard the news on their medical checkups. Sometimes they find a little thing. Well, the president had to have something removed. Or I remember Ronald Reagan had a colon polyps or something. It's always something. You know, they're human beings, apparently. And but the news usually handles it. It's very as a matter of fact. It's one of those things that you don't even really pay attention to, or didn't pay attention to, until, of course, everything changed again with Donald Trump. I have never, in all my years of watching the news and watching our presidents over the course of the years, seen a hysteria over a 100% good medical report on a president. Have you ever? It's insanity. So the White House doctor with a bunch of medals, I don't know what those are all about. Hey, he gave someone a colonoscopy. Give him the gold colon award. There he is. It looks like a nice, respectable guy. So he does the examination on our President Donald Trump and finds 100% healthy. Of course, look, again, he's a human being. He could lose some weight. Who can't? He could exercise. Who shouldn't? You know, these are such basic things. Remember when Bubba Clinton was in the White House, and he would walk down to the McDonald's and eat Big Macs and stuff. It was cute and quaint then. But like, oh look, he's a regular guy. He's a little dumpy. He likes McDonald's. He's just Bubba, regular guy. Well, nowadays, oh my God. That apparently is a death sentence. Again, 100% fine, mentally, physically, and mentally. He took a test for a close to Aziz, a rich and famous comic, and his, which was to have sex with a girl he met at a club. They both had things they wanted to come out of that evening. He worked on what he wanted to work on, and she, by showing up at his apartment, worked on what she wanted to work on, getting to know him. Now, he's another one of these, like I said, beta men who probably never was able to get a girl in his life until he got a lot of money and some fame. And that awkwardness and lack of what we like to call game, ladies, was glaring that evening. I hear tell he put his fingers down her throat in a move that she called the claw, and then used her saliva for things, is what I hear. Look, things happen on dates when you're being intimate, and they don't need to be splashed out into the public like this. And I believe he was dealt a disservice here by Abby Nierman. and babe.com, because this amounts to nothing but two people awkwardly pawing at each other in an apartment. And again, I believe this will this will be looked at as the beginning of the end for Me Too. Me Too. Which I have to give comic Owen Benjamin a credit for this one. He goes, hashtag Me Too. He goes, isn't that literally pound Me Too? Which is pretty damn funny. And time's up. I got my time's up button on. But again, something that may have started out as a noble cause. I don't think anybody can disagree that men wielding their power in exchange for sexual favors by women who would never consent to it, and in exchange for money, jobs, roles in Hollywood, we all know that's bad. But again, they take it to the umpteenth level of ridiculousness and allow a woman to anonymously detail a horrible date with somebody who's obviously a little sexually awkward. But that's Hollywood. Thank you, Alex Jones, for allowing me to spend some time here on Infowars.com. Again, I have Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McGinnis, and Michael Malice on my show starting right now.
Introducing
on Compound
Floor Life.